one thing that I really didn't like, so in the original, I keep saying original when I mean the 1982 film, but at least in that version and all other versions of Maybe that I've heard, the line where she says, he may be pouring her coffee, she may be straightening his tie. Annie always drops the G on the end of straightening because that's presumably how a child growing up in that era in that part of New York would speak. And it, for some reason, it really bothered me that in this version, they had Kavinjane pronounce the G at the end of straightening. Like, it literally pulled me out of it. Because I was like,
why
would she say that? Like, it's like straightening his tie. And I'm like, that sounds weird. Like, that sounds not how a child growing up in 2014 Harlem would speak. Like, it just
bothered me. Wait a minute, I've never seen you this heated.
It really felt like people are going to be racist, so we can't have her drop her G's, you know? And it's just like, let the girl sing the song.
We can make her illiterate, but we can't make her.
we can't make her speak with actual AAVE.
We can't have her say, she's going to say going to, but literally. She can like fully be illiterate.
Fully be illiterate. Like, okay, guys. Yeah.
I'm already a big fan of this episode, Raymond. I think you're doing a great job. I just want to let you know that. There's something about Annie that just brings this up.
It really just brings something out of us. I don't know what it is.
I will say, how have you been feeling about the tone of the movie? Because we also see Annie has a lot of people she can rely on from... Yeah. Like Lou and like, well, there's more people later on, but how do you feel about that? Because me, I just like, it didn't feel like Annie, that it wasn't like the world against her.
I felt weird thinking it, but about halfway through the movie, I was like, this Annie is too happy. She in the 1982 film version of Annie, it was evident that like Annie's positive mood was a choice. It was an active choice she made day to day, minute to minute, because she just couldn't stand
because how depressing she has nothing else.
Was. She has nothing else.
She was a dumb orphan. She had nothing else. And all the adults hated her.
In this Annie, there are specific moments where it's like, okay, I can get the sense that she's intentionally putting on a brave face, but it doesn't seem like that because she has just been smiling this entire time, and like no one's really been mean to her. Like in the 1982 film, they were straight up just like mean to kids. Like they just hated kids.
This is my dog. It was like, no stakes. Doesn't know the dog. Doesn't know the child. Makes you happy? Hello, dog catcher. That does not belong to her. I'm going to go out of my way to take a puppy from this orphaned child because I just don't like kids. None of that's there. Was like, I understand, but maybe that's also the product of like having something in the setting of 2013, 2014 versus the Great Depression.
Agreed, and I do think
there just wasn't enough fuck them kids. And
I do think there's much more of an air, like culture, in especially in 2014, and sense of like, oh, we have to take care of the children. Like children are precious. We love the children. Blah blah
woke.
Blah. But here's my thing, though. We still fucking hate kids. If you listen to people actually talk about children, in some cases, even people that have kids, we as a society hate children. And I just wish this movie was honest about that.
Because there was such a big opportunity, no pun intended, weird song, to add to this. But
yeah.
There's a big opportunity to talk about the foster care system. Instead of like, oh, not an orphan anymore, she's a foster child, and that's all we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, and I really thought that this movie, like, there were moments where this movie could have leaned more into
something.
Like, this is how shitty the system is. Like, this is what kids today are, like, up against. And there were moments I thought they were going to lean harder into that, and they just, chose not to. Yeah.
Never did. Instead of these kids, like, went to, like, movie premieres and got a bunch of candy and made a mess, and it was fine.
Yeah. Especially when you're open about the fact that your main character is illiterate. in 2014 in the U.S. public education system. Let's talk about that. How did that happen? Like, because it is a phenomenon. Like, it's not, like, that's not uncommon. There are a lot of children going through inner city schools that are not getting the attention that they need in education who are illiterate when they shouldn't be because no one's investing in them. That's an actual problem. Let's talk about it. Like, it just, yeah.
It's anyway. Just like, there was like no stakes, no depth to this, which in the 1982, like, it, which obviously we have our criticisms of, go check out that episode. A lot of things, like, understand it was a product of a time, still don't like it, still don't, it's not okay. But there was actually, like, I think in, at least in that one, you could at least get like a narrative tone of the setting and like the, like, you could see what is informing character decisions and their lives. Yeah. And that is being a product of the environment that they're in. This was just like, let's update everything and say some really cheesy jokes.
Yeah.
I don't need a lot of fun ways to say poop or pee. That was stupid and I hated it. Raven, fair. Look at me. I hated it. Terrible. But perfectly we have to valid. Move on.
We have to move on. So we have a quick scene where we see Mr. Stax and his team leaving the soup kitchen and like kind of doing some damage control or whatever. And this is a moment where, like, I love when a movie that so clearly wants to integrate the internet into its story clearly doesn't know how the internet works. You are actively leaving the event where you made the social gaffe. How are there already parodies of it? How are there already, like, viral videos?
I will
videos?
Say that. No, Raven, I disagree with you here. Because
there are Chinese parodies 5 minutes after it happened, Campbell.
There are sometimes things that happen, and, like, instantly, within the next 10 minutes, there's, like, screenplays for parodies of stuff. Because that's the power of the internet and social media and just people bored as shit. They see something and they run with it. And I think that's something that's beautiful about the internet. And I will not let you despair. Like, the internet sucks. It was a mistake. It should have never happened. But when Adele Dazeem happens, and it's a wildfire. It just, like, spreads.
If they had given it even 30 minutes, I would have found it more believable. But it was the fact that they were actively leaving the event. And she was like, there's already Chinese parodies of it. And I was like, how? Anyway, I see your point, though. I see your point.
I will say, this song, like, reminded me of The Greatest Showman in a bad way. Because a big problem I had with The Greatest Showman was, like, how modern everything sounded, and it didn't sound like a musical. As opposed to, say, like, Rent, or Tick, Tick, Boom, or Tenacious D, where you can have different styles of music in a musical. Yes. But if it's just, like, seemingly for the sake to sound like, oh, let's get on the charts.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Agreed. And also, the thing that bothers me is, like, if the music in your film is meant to be diegetic, which, listeners, again, that refers to audio that in the narrative of the story or in the film is heard by the people in the film, as opposed to non-diegetic, which is only heard by the audience. If the music in your film is meant to be diegetic, make that apparent in the sound design, like in the sound engineering. It's weird to me when a character is singing in a scene and it's meant to be evident that they're actually literally singing in that scene, but the audio just sounds like a studio album. Like, the audio just sounds like I'm listening to the soundtrack. Like, there's something about that feels weird and jarring for me. And I guess it is that same vibe of, like, when she sings Never Enough in Greatest Showman, it's sort of that same vibe of, like, why do I feel like I'm listening to a studio album right now?
Yeah,
you know. Little bit of a
gripe,
not a gripe, more of a what would you do situation. Okay. Right, okay, so wait, I want picture it you are in a, like, con man duo, right? Y'all are trying to make a quick buck. You hear about, like, oh, we could pretend to be this little orphan's parents, get some money, drop the kid off at another foster care system. No big deal, right? You are actively... So you pick this little girl up. A few minutes later, you are actively being chased by a helicopter, a news van, and at least four cop cars. And you are very close to crossing state lines, at which point this becomes a federal offense. How far do you go?
Well, I would have done things differently, is what I'm about to say. Interesting. Okay, I leave off in one car with a set of plates. You gotta change cars.
Obviously.
You gotta change cars. Then you have to, like, book it. Okay, what's the fastest location? Does Annie have a passport?
Probably not, because she's a 10-year-old orphan.
There was a joke about a passport before.
Fair.
So I guess I would do a lot of the same, but, like, take, like, not busy roads or streets. I would also, like, not tell her to shut up and, like, continue acting.
Fair.
So she wouldn't be shouting help.
Here's my thing. I wouldn't have gone through the fence. When they drove through that fence, that was the point.
To a water, like, where you're surrounded by water?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. They're
dumb. Yeah. No, at that point, the point where they drove through the fence, that was like, girl, that's the point that I would give up. Because that's the point that I would just be like, you know what? We got a little in over our heads. I think we just got to call this one quits. Because there's no winning in this situation. Yeah. What did you think you were going to do? Yeah. Okay. I appreciate that you committed to the bit and just said, I'm fully abducting this little girl. I would have turned myself in. And I think that just speaks to the type of people that we are.
Well, I feel like if it was really me, I wouldn't be abducting a child. Let's start off there.
Okay. Well, you didn't say that. Now, did you, Campbell?
Because I thought you were trying to do something else. I'm just like, I'm just trying to yes and you, Raven.
Fair. I said I want to watch the 2014 Annie with Kevin Wallace and Jamie Foxx. I fully expected 2 hours of Kevin Wallace and Jamie Foxx singing and dancing together. And apparently I'm the idiot.
I thought it was going to be like the same plot. It was just like the same song. I didn't think there was going to add three musical numbers that add nothing. And it sounds like...
Absolutely nothing.
You know,
and I just, and I literally, this is the point in the movie where I literally paused the movie and just started screaming because I was so mad that they forced me to wait.
Were you just expelling noise?
Or no, I was yelling words about.
What words? What words did you have, Raven? I'm sure our listeners and myself would love to know.
My words were some version of, what the fuck is this? This is delightful. Why did you make me wait 2 hours? Why did you wait to the literal end of the movie to show me the two main characters singing and dancing together? Why?
I think it's really interesting. I think the most interesting point you just raised there is that you called it delightful because it wasn't good.
Okay, but here's my thing. I really enjoyed this. And I understand that from a, like, objective... like, sequencing, choreography, like, this is not the best, necessarily.
But it is the worst. Yes, we are on the same page.
I liked it for what I wanted, the energy of this scene, the vibe of this scene is what I wanted the entire movie to be.
It's the it's intent versus execution. The execution was hot garbage. It was just... Because, like,
but the vibe of it, the energy of just the two of them.
Jamie Foxx couldn't dance, which is objectively false.
Objectively, like, false. Because that man has so much swag.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, how can you make Jamie Foxx be uncool?
Swagless? That's wild.
Yeah, but, like, it's just what it was. And it was just, like, so upsetting.